Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Eli here with one of our favorite bonus scenes from Alba Salix Season 2. We're closing out the year with a preview of some of the special content that we make available to our Patreon supporters. Every week we do something called Farlorian Fridays, and that's where we post goodies for our Patreon supporters. Things like episode commentaries, game playthroughs with the cast, unreleased scripts, and scenes like this one. So patrons at every level get access to Farlorian Fridays content, and there's more bonus scenes for $5 patrons too. Plus, if you become a patron at the $5 level or higher before January 1st, 2019, we're going to send you a gorgeous sticker with art by Catherine Green that shows the stars of The End of Time and Other Bothers. That's Darcy, Egerton, and Blatt. It's so neat. We love it so much, and we hope you do too. Check it all out at patreon.com/albasalix or go to albasalix.com and click on the Patreon link. From all of us here at Alba Salix, The Axe and Crown, and The End of Time and Other Bothers, we hope 2019's good to you. Happy New Year, everyone. We got a sweet bonus scene for you from Episode 1 of Alba Salix Season 2. If you've listened all the way to the end of the credits, you might have heard Tohorksa the Invincible, played by one Jeff Van Driesen of Greater Boston, trying to sell his cursed helmet at the Axe and Crown. And so you may wonder what happened next.
Hey there, friend. Want to buy a helmet?
Hey, sword boy! Yeah, you! I told you, go sell your goddamn trinket somewhere else and let my patrons get drunk in peace!
Aw, come on, Gubbin, help a barbarian out.
A barbarian? You?
Yeah, that's what I do now.
You work at the deli?
Yes. So it was that from such humble beginnings began the tale of Tohorksa.
The tale of what?
Tohorksa, the invincible. Come on, it's not funny. Why does everyone laugh?
What kind of name is Tohorksa?
It is a warrior's name.
Yeah, some warrior. Now, wait a second. Isn't he out of a book or something?
It's a whole series.
Come up with your own damn name. What's wrong with this helmet anyway?
What makes you think there's something wrong?
It's dwarf made, right?
Yeah.
Perfect condition, too. Looks like it's hardly been worn.
Yeah.
Most adventurers would kill for a piece like this.
Yeah.
So, one, what are you doing with it? And two, why are you trying to sell it?
Well, Tohorksa plundered the helmet but has no use for it. It is not the way of a barbarian to cover his face like a coward.
Oh, no, but you wear a short little loincloth made of leather and that big floppy sun hat.
It depends on the barbarian. Tohorksa is very fashion forward.
Is this thing cursed? Did it do something to your face? Yeah, I thought so. Probably something to do with these runes.
Apparently.
How much you pay for this?
100 crowns.
100? Damn, kid, you got another 100? I'll get you a good saucepan, guaranteed not to mess up your face. Heck, for that price, I'd even cut eye holes in it for you.
What am I gonna do, Gubbin? That was my adventuring money.
Well, you need somewhere to get rid of it. I might know someone.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Hey, Batula! Batula!
Yeah, what's up?
Come on here. Look, what do you make of this?
Huh. Dwarf made?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing, it's just stolen.
Yeah, what's really wrong with it?
I don't know, maybe you should try it on.
Maybe you should kiss my ass. It's cursed, right?
Might be.
And you're looking to unload it.
Yeah.
Can't guarantee it'll move, but if I sell it, I get half.
Half?
Or you can give it a shot yourself.
10%.
30.
15?
30.
Very well.
Give me a couple days. I'll ask around.
Thank you, kind lady.
And a nice tidy finder's fee for the good-looking troll bartender who made it all happen. Man, this is what I get for letting Stan do his half-price Tuesdays for adventurers.
Ah, it's good to get some new faces in here. Everyone likes a good adventuring story.
It's fine until they get into a fight trying to divvy up their loot and break all my furniture again.
Your furniture's already broken.
Oh, hey, yeah. I got an idea. You want to find out if this thing really is cursed?
Yeah, I would.
Well, get somebody to try it on.
Good idea.
Hey! Stan! Come over here! I got something for you to try! It's really shiny! Look, buddy!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this Wizard Scroll real quick. Went out of
Baba Booey.
Nowhere, 10 humongous scorpions had surrounded the campsite. Tails outstretched.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
As it says, what are you going to get? I don't know what I want.
I'm going to get the double, triple, lobster.
Oh, I'll take one too.
Two McLobsters. As if on cue, the camera panned upwards, directing everyone's attention towards the giant hot air balloon presently taking a pass over the stadium.
Holy mother of sassafras, it's Gargo the Destroyer! Leaping into the fray from 420 feet in the air without a parachute!
How are you liking those wizard flags, kids?
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.